This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
He's your best home investment. Region 6, which includes Decatur and Macon County, has moved into Tier 1 mitigation under the Restore Illinois plan. The Illinois Department of Public Health is adjusting its mitigation metrics due to new hospital staffing initiatives. Region 1 and 6 have met the metrics to move to Tier 1. Under Tier 1, indoor service limited to the lesser of 25 guests or 25% capacity per room. The City of Decatur has stated that the mask enforcement mandate is still in place. The Illinois Housing Development Authority Board announced the award of over $40 million to finance the development of new permanent supportive housing across the state. Funding includes dollars to a new housing development in Decatur. A portion of the funding will go to Carey Lane Supportive Housing in Decatur, a single-story building containing 20 apartments for persons with disabilities. 16 units will be reserved for individuals currently housed in obsolete communal living properties, and 4 will serve residents who are ready for an increased level of independence. Every unit will be supported by rental assistance from the Decatur Housing Authority. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
It's President Trump's last full day in office. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, as Washington, D.C. gets ready for Joe Biden's inauguration tomorrow.
We're getting closer to that number of 25,000 troops on the ground from the National Guard. And the backgrounds are being checked out of an abundance of caution for fear of an insider plot to disrupt the inauguration.
Fox's Mike Tobin, the area around the Capitol secured nearly 2 weeks after the deadly attack there. Elsewhere in D.C.,
in major sections of the city, all the stores, the businesses, the hotels, they are boarded up with plywood as if people are getting ready for a storm. Instead, owners are worried that their windows are going to get smashed. They're trying to keep them safe. Ordinarily, inauguration week is a real boom, especially for restaurants. They say they can make 2 or 3 times the average each night.
Fox's Steve Harrigan, the day before he's sworn in, the president-elect will take part in a memorial for those who died. Coronavirus, almost 400,000 now in the U.S. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Dave, the ceremony hosted by President-elect Joe Biden's inaugural committee will feature 400 lights in the first ever lighting around the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool in Washington, D.C. That's one light for every 1,000 Americans lost to COVID-19. Cities and towns across the country are being asked to join illuminating buildings in a light amber color, ringing church bells at 5:30 Eastern time today in a national moment of unity and remembrance. Landmarks like the Empire State Building and Seattle Space Needle among those to be lit, Dave.
Now, Tanya, the president wants to change travel policies to lift restrictions next Tuesday on people flying here from Brazil, the UK, and Europe. But a President-elect Biden spokesperson says they won't implement that at a time of surging COVID cases.
It does come as the CDC said this week that starting on the 26th, all incoming passengers to the United States will be required to show a negative coronavirus test before entering.
That's Fox's Trey Yingst. America's listening to Fox News.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. And when you partner with a Dell Technologies Advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free consultation on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit and big savings on business computers with Intel Core processors. Call a Dell Technologies Advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
I went to check on Pop today. We put our hands up to the glass as if we were touching. But really, the only touching part was that we both tried to smile.
That's no way to say hello or goodbye. COVID-19 vaccines are here, but until enough of us are vaccinated, we'll all still need to help slow the spread. Keep a 6-foot distance, wear a mask, and avoid indoor social gatherings. Learn more about vaccines and slowing the spread at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
President Trump only has about 29 hours left to do that job, and he is still working on something.
President Trump is expected to issue between around 50 and 100 commutations and pardons before he leaves office, according to multiple people familiar with this list. But he is not expected to issue a protective pardon for himself or for members of his family, as some mainstream media outlets had reported that he was considering doing.
That's Fox's Kristen Fisher. The First Lady, Melania Trump, has already said goodbye.
It has been the greatest honor of my life.
Mrs. Trump also calls the last 4 years unforgettable, from the public servants who've greeted her and the president to her signature cause, the children.
Even as they fight difficult illnesses, or face challenges, they bring such a joy to everyone they meet.
She urged common sense safety during the pandemic, and when it comes to how we interact with one another,
focus on what unites us to raise above what divides us.
An expression of gratitude among her final words.
To all the people of this country, you will be in my heart forever.
Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A change of plans in the final days for an old Trump casino.
The former Trump Plaza Casino in Atlantic City, New Jersey, has fallen into a state of disrepair. It's been scheduled for demolition. One auction house attempted to take advantage of President Trump's polarizing public persona and solicit bids to press the button and take down the former casino. The effort was intended to raise money for the Boys and Girls Club, but organizers have been sent a cease and desist letter from conservative billionaire and building owner Carl Icahn. Instead of an auction now, his organization will just donate $175,000 to the Boys and Girls Club. Tom Graham, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the week could start with a rally after a long holiday weekend. Stock futures are rising up more than 100 points for the Dow. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
These days, business as usual is anything but. Through Busey Bank's financial relief program, we're offering help to business owners along with individuals and families in this time of need. We're in this together, and we're here to support the vibrant communities we're honored to serve. To learn more, visit busey.com/financial relief program or contact our team at 1-800-67-BUSEY. Busey, your partner today and for generations to come. Member FDIC.
Good morning. Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today, we've got some increasing clouds with a high of 36. And tonight, a chance of flurries before midnight and cloudy with a low around 20. For Wednesday, sunny with a high of 38. And Thursday, sunny with a high near 44. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 23 degrees. And your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, January 19th edition of Buyers and Company. Kyle May will join us for Ride and Run. Mayor of Decatur, Julie Moore Wolf. Good news, Tier 1 mitigations. We've got a lot to get to here today. The company starts now.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Howdy do, howdy do. Good morning and welcome. We are back here on this Tuesday after a three-day weekend. And Nick, man, this is what it looks like when you spill out 3 days worth of stuff when you are ready to go. A lot has happened. A lot will continue to happen this morning. The most important thing of all in our community is that Region 6, which includes Champaign, Clark, Clay, Coles, Crawford, Cumberland, DeWitt, Douglas, Edgar, Effingham, Fayette, Ford, Iroquois, Jasper, Lawrence, Macon, Moultrie, Piatt, Richland, Shelby, and Vermilion counties have now been moved to Tier 1 resurgence mitigations, the new phase, which means restaurants are going to be allowed to open. We will get into all the particulars of that. We have the mayor with us at 6:40 this morning. This happened yesterday afternoon. There are some other information to get to about hospitals and staffing and all of that plays into these new numbers, but great news yesterday as it was announced from the governor's office and the Illinois Department of Public Health.
Yeah, this is one of those things that the great news, if you stop and play it out, is even better news than just the news itself, meaning it's great for restaurants and bars to have an opportunity to get, you know, up to 25 people or 25% of their patrons back in. That's great news. What's the even better news is the reason why that is even a possibility is that the numbers have gone down. And
do you mean it's not Joe Biden coming in as the new president?
I don't think it's that. No,
I'd like to speak to that for just a moment, because we got a lot of that on social media yesterday. The election flu is the new phrase that's being thrown out there. And I would simply ask this question. If you truly believe that the incoming president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, who will be sworn in tomorrow at 12:01 p.m. In the nation's capital under heavy guard, and we'll get into all of that inauguration news a little bit later in the program, but if you believe that their first act of business was to go to the state of Illinois and say to a county that voted for Donald Trump by more than double digits, we're going to reward you and keep Chicago where they are, I mean, seems to belie the fact that you don't have any idea what you're talking about at all.
Well, and this is before he was the new president.
Even sworn in, we're going to go and reward those red counties in the state of Illinois, and we're going to take them back to elect. I mean, think about that for a minute.
No, I don't want to.
No, but I mean, that's immediately where so many people go.
I can't. It doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make sense because these are the same people that were saying the day after the election in November that this would happen. Here we are, January 19, and they're going, ah, see, I told you. So, no, you're off by months, and you're just ignoring all math.
And the hundreds of thousands dead, the millions infected. I'm just going to take this as a positive thing. This is
absolutely,
this is great.
There's no other way to take it other than those same very people who are doing that, who are also still the obstacle to returning back to mitigations the wrong way.
Yeah. Let's hope that all of these businesses, they've taken this time to, you know, study and learn what needs to be done, read what is put out for the guidelines, keep your people safe. You know, you're going to have to be a little bit of police in the sense that if you see a mad rush of people, you might have to say, hey, a few of you got to wait, you know, that sort of thing. But that's way better than sitting at home not making any money.
All of the mitigation requirements for bars and restaurants, all bars and restaurants close at 11 p.m., may reopen no earlier than 6 a.m. the following day. Indoor service limited to the lesser of 25 guests or 25% capacity per room. Establishments offering indoor service must serve food. Indoor service reservations limited to 2-hour maximum duration, a maximum of 4 persons per party. Dining only with members of the same household recommended. All bar and restaurant patrons should be seated at tables, nor ordering, seating, or congregating at a bar. Bar stools should be removed. Tables should be 6 feet apart. No standing or congregating indoors or outdoors while waiting for a table or exiting. No dancing or standing indoors. That's the Footloose regulation. Reservations required for each party. No seating of multiple parties at one table. Includes private clubs and country clubs. Meetings and events or social events and gatherings, limit to lesser of 25% of guests or 25% of overall room capacity, both indoors and outdoors. Applicable to professional, cultural, and social group gatherings, not applicable to students participating in person, classroom, learning, or sports. This does not reduce the overall facility capacity dictated by general phase 4 business guidelines such as office, personal care, retail, etc. No party buses. Organized groups, organized group recreational activities. This would be fitness centers, sports, etc. Sports should follow the mitigation measures set forth in all sports guidelines, which allow or outlines appropriate levels of practice and competition based on the individual sport risk. Face coverings must be worn at all times in fitness centers, including while engaged in individual exercise, regardless of person or machine. Spacing, recreation, fitness centers, and outdoor activities not included in the above exposure settings follow phase four guidelines, and it goes on and on and on. By the way, new rule for Nauticator.com. If you ask a question in our social media thread of these types of stories, and the answer to your question is in the story you're commenting on, we will not answer your question.
It's just extra work. You don't have time to be the question desk when the answer is already given.
If the answer is in the very story you are commenting on, like literally all it takes is for you to use one finger and a click of the mouse to find the answer that you are so desperately seeking, we will not waste time answering that question for you.
It seems reasonable.
It seems like tough love to me. This hurts me more than it hurts you.
Right. I think it's reasonable. I mean, it's impossible. Imagine at the, you know, a place that gets millions and millions of views. There's no way they're going around. So why would you do the thousands or hundreds that show up doing the same thing? It's just, it doesn't make sense. It's a waste of manpower.
It truly is. And a waste of energy when the painstaking time that it takes to put all of that information into the story, not the headline, because you can't put all of that in the headline, is actually in the story.
Right.
Because you get the automatic, besides the election flu stuff, which is just so silly. I mean, and that's all it is, folks. Silly. When the information is all there, you can't put it all into a 6, 7, 8 word headline. You can't. You just can't.
No.
How long does this last?
No, it says right there. It's probably within the first few sentences. One of the
yes.
Key
information. And as people, we're so incredibly lazy these days, right? To be spoon-fed the headlines of the day and to be spoon-fed everything. You have to take a little responsibility to inform yourself of information that is readily available to you.
Kind of reminds me of, like, watching TV. I guess the old way of watching TV where things were scheduled, you know, it was very regimented. It wasn't time-shifted. There wasn't ways to identify the information you're looking for instantly. But like when you would hear a news reporter go, find out when new business opening indicator, and someone in the room goes, man, I wonder what business it is. You know, you're just wondering out loud, but now it's being posted and you're hoping someone fills in the gap rather than sticking around for 15 seconds.
But you don't have to stick around even for 15
right,
seconds.
It's already there.
Click immediately. It's already,
but I mean, well, that just random musing that somebody might say out loud is what it reminds me of.
I want to diffuse the myth that this is somehow political. If you look at, and here are all of the districts, the regions, north, north central, west central, metro east, southern, eastern, or east central, south suburban, west suburban, north suburban, suburban Cook, and then Chicago. Chicago is still in phase two. Suburban Cook is still in phase two. North suburban, Lake and McHenry counties, still in phase two. West suburban, DuPage and Kane, still in phase two. South suburban, Kankakee and Will counties in phase three. Those are your blue spots, when you look at the election map of November 2020, right? The whole state looks red.
Right.
And then you got this blue, like right here. And then there's various shades of red. The idea that the Metro East, that the which also does include some blue, East Central. And here's what's crazy about this. West Central, which includes Sangamon County, which is at the heart of our state government, is moved back to Phase 4. Now, I will tell you, they went to a few weeks ago, several weeks ago, doing what the council seemed to be heading to doing, what the county board seemed to be heading to doing right here, which was we're going to let restaurants reopen against the guidelines, and they moved back a phase, and we are now at Tier 1. The whole idea that these mitigations don't work are completely belied by the fact that if you look at how people are doing their business, it clearly shows you that they do.
Yeah, that's for sure. Slowing down people and the transmission is just simple math. I mean, it's just keeping people away from people in general, not specifically in a restaurant. I mean, just in general, keeping groups of people away from each other is where the numbers get to slow down.
And they have, and they still continue to. We will have the full story with the mayor coming up here in just a little bit. The weekend numbers, the three-day weekend number total was really good, meaning the number looks larger because it's literally, you know, they haven't announced anything since Friday, so it's a grand total. But if you split it up over 3 days, the numbers continue to look good. Unfortunately, we lost a Macon County resident yesterday, which is always sad because each one of those numbers is a name and a human being with families and loved ones. But overall, this is great news for the region and has absolutely nothing to do with politics. It's the greatest sin in all of this from the get-go is if we had tackled this as a nation and said, look, here's what we need to do, literally, to defeat communism or the Third Reich or terrorism or anything else you could put on a list. Let's all band together and do the right thing and pull in the same direction. This is what you can accomplish. But unfortunately, we as people show time and time again that without guidelines and, in fact, enforced rules, we're not able to do the right thing. We're not capable of doing the right thing.
Yeah, this is unbelievably great news in the face of all that, because we have seen a lot of people not doing what they're supposed to do, but overwhelmingly the large amount of people in our community, in our area, have done what they've been asked to do, you know, and a lot of businesses have tried to operate as safely as they possibly can. And, you know, now is an opportunity for them to even be able to serve more people. This is great news.
It is. It absolutely is. And as we're on the road to getting more vaccines and doing what we need to do, hopefully, to turn this around permanently for everyone involved. And don't believe for a minute we're not all ready for that. Kyle May will join us next. The mayor will be here with us at about 6:40. And we'll find out not only about Tier 1 mitigations, but whether or not she's throwing her hat into the ring to take over Andy Menard's Senate seat in the 48th District. That coming up in about 20 minutes, so stay tuned. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. We'll be back with more right after this.
Today, we've got some increasing clouds with a high of 36, and tonight, chance of flurries before midnight and cloudy with a low of 20. For Wednesday, sunny with a high near 38, and Thursday, sunny with a high near 44. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 23 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:21, and this look at your weather is brought to you by Eagle Ridge, an affordable, assisted lifestyle community.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
The Brass Horn has been a staple of the downtown Decatur area since 1993, and I've been fortunate enough to be part of the store since 1995. Hi, Ryan Spurlock here, co-owner of the Brass Horn, and I am encouraging you to come by and see what we can do for you the next time your life calls for you to spruce up your look. We have a well-trained and professional staff that is here to make sure that you look great and feel comfortable the next time you need to make your look speak for itself. The Brass Horn, located at 108 East Prairie in downtown Decatur, keeping Central Illinois looking sharp since 1990.
This year, business as usual has been anything but. At Busey Bank, we know you still have financial goals. Our team is here to develop plans and help build strategies that work as hard as you do. With the right partner and investment strategies in place, you can take charge of the years ahead. Busey's wealth management experts are right beside you. Learn more at Busey.com. Busey is proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
The Brass Horn has been a staple of the downtown Decatur area since 1993, and I've been fortunate enough to be part of the store since 1995. Hi, Ryan Spurlock here, co-owner of the Brass Horn, and I am encouraging you to come by and see what we can do for you the next time your life calls for you to spruce up your look. We have a well-trained and professional staff that is here to make sure that you look great and feel comfortable the next time you need to make your look speak for itself. The Brass Horn, located at 108 East Prairie in downtown Decatur, keeping Central Illinois looking sharp since 1990.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. We are ready to go, and it's going to be actually fairly nice and sunny for the next few days. You just heard in Nick's forecast, and get outside and do something. Our next guest is in the business of getting outside and doing something. Kyle May joins us. From Spin City, Fleet Feet Decatur, IL.com. I say that like, because it's like ingrained into me to say that, but there's a new owner of, Spin City. How's Cole doing?
He's doing good. A lot of the bikes that I ordered back in, April and May are finally coming in. So, that's going over pretty well for him. With the weather changing and with spring, 60 days away or so, if you're wanting something, you better come see him because you can't put anything else on order right now. So it's pretty crazy. Man, I feel weird taking this segment whenever all the news is going down about things opening back up. So it's exciting stuff.
It is exciting. It's all good. Just if everyone does it the right way, we'll be able to remain there. That's the best that we can do. Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, you got your half-frozen, half-marathon coming up at the end of the month, and you've only got a couple of spots left open. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so we did a virtual half-marathon because that's how we were trying to keep people motivated to run this time of year and, pretty much since everything got shut down. We've been doing some virtual events. So we got like 40 people signed up for this virtual half marathon. So at the end of January, you go run a half marathon and you clock the time, put it on the results thing, and you get a custom hoodie. So we only have like 3 or 4 hoodies left. So if it's something you're interested in doing, sign up very, very soon. And then there's going to be some real events, with some of the news, and with, I think what people were thinking was going to happen this summer. There's an event, a half marathon and a marathon in Carmel, Indiana. And then, the Conservation District is doing a run in early April, a 5K. So we have some training programs that are going to be starting up in early February that are going to get people ready for those. We just did a Facebook Live event last night that's on our Facebook page, on Fleet Feet Decatur IL's Facebook page, that Carrie, our training program coordinator, talks through all the intricacies of that and what it all entails. It's basically a 9-week program. They've been going over really well, and another thing to keep people motivated.
Absolutely. What are you guys doing at the Conservation District this spring, that graduation event, this wild card track?
Yeah, so we have a lot of people that want to do the half marathon and the marathon, but they've been running quite a bit already this winter with our Winter Warrior programs and some of these other virtual events. Getting ready for a marathon in 9 weeks is that's something I'd do, but not something that we'd recommend for everybody. So we are doing this wild card part where you could show up a little late on Saturday and run a little shorter distance, and you don't have to do the half marathon or marathon. It'll help get you ready for like a 5K distance event. So we got a few people that just want to do the shorter one. So the plan is they meet Tuesday night at 5:30 and then Saturday at 7 for the longer run and 8 o'clock for the wild card. I like that take on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Gives everyone at every level something to do. I saw your Instagram post of the new On Swift. Man, put aside my size. I've still got my gift cards. Those are really fantastic looking shoes.
They are gorgeous, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I talked a little bit about, I pretty much have shoes ordered for the rest of the year. So we know when shoes are coming. There are some shipping delays and some issues that we're running into. And in some cases, they're air freighting product over instead of on the boat because it's coming a little faster. It costs significantly more, but they can get the product here faster. So the Swift was supposed to be like a early February shoe, and it showed up yesterday, and it is gorgeous. Yeah, the men's and women's are both like a really nice white with like a hint of color on them. We carried the Swift before, and it was okay. It didn't do real well. This one's a whole new platform and a huge update on it, so it should work really well. So, yeah, I'll set some back for you. They look great.
Yeah, I saw those, and I thought, man, that is fantastic. And the white sneaker, the white tennis shoe, the white running shoe just reminds us that we're 60 days away from spring.
Yeah, yeah. And then we got a bunch of other stuff going on. We got the New Balance 1080 that just showed up. We got the new Carhu Iconi color coming. What else? The Lone Peak is the trail shoe. It just got delayed, so that's one that got hit with some shipping issues. And then the Saucony Peregrine, which is a great trail shoe. We just got an update on it. And trail shoes, is there snow in the forecast, I think? Maybe?
Yeah, next weekend.
Running this past weekend in that kind of wet snow and trail shoes is a game changer. They're amazing. So we sell a lot of trail shoes just for this time of year, whenever the weather can go a little sideways or to be expected in Illinois this time of year. Yeah, check out the trail shoe selection for that stuff.
All right, FleetFeetDecaturIL.com is the website. You can find anything we just talked about with Kyle May. We've got about 60 seconds left here. You've got a few slots open still for your half-frozen, half-marathon, the hoodies. You've got all the great clothes that are in now. You guys have the best mask anywhere.
Yeah, the BOCO masks have been selling extremely well, too. So another thing that's been going well, the Theragun, the percussion massagers, like we sold out of those and just got another shipment of those in. I think we sold through most of those and we got to put another order in for those. So, yeah, we always have some interesting stuff flowing through the store. I do all the shoe orders, so that's what I'm hyper aware of, but Heather's always done a great job. Our clothing this time of year, the craft clothing's been doing really well. And then, I mean, the whole idea behind this segment in the first place is to talk about events, and I think we're going to start seeing more events popping up this year and hopefully get some of that stuff on the radar for people to stay motivated and stay training for, and that's been the hardest thing for people to have something on the calendar, on the radar to not have anything, but hopefully we get some stuff on the radar and we can start talking about more events soon.
All right, Kyle, we appreciate it. Have a great day, and we will talk to you next week. Kyle May and the folks at FleetFeetDecaturIL.com. I need to get those orange cone flashlights. I feel like I'm in less control of that not being in the studios, which is a stupid thing because it makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't know. We just get going sometimes. It just
That's
happens.
Okay. It's all good.
Yeah, we'll make it work.
The On Swifts, since I've blown through the news break, if you go look at the Instagram picture, they're unbelievably sharp shoes.
I saw some gray ones and some black ones and some like neon green kind of ones. I like them. The bottoms are unique to me because they're not solid. You know, they're the different.
Right.
And so that's kind of unique, but they look cool to me.
Oh, they're I go back and forth. I mean, I have a shoe thing. I mean, there is just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I go back and forth between Hoka and On, mm-hmm. if it comes to running at all. I mean, they are just far and away the best.
Yeah, Hokas, I have a couple of those. They look like the thick soles kind of are. I don't love the thick soles. The top part of the shoe I really like. The Ons
because
look
what
like.
What are you doing in
I
them?
Know,
You're
I
not
know.
Running.
I know. I'm not trying to wear
right.
them.
But when you buy a running shoe right. and then go, well, I'm a little thrown, but I don't run. I mean, that's not
I
what they're designed
for. I bought them
for
running. I did buy them for,
okay.
for the running portion. I wasn't buying them for style. It's just those two shoes look so much different than all
they
the
are.
Shoes. Yeah. And the designs on the upper half are so cool. And On has a lot of intricate details on theirs.
Yeah, they do.
And I think that they kind of cross over a little bit better to, hey, just wear them out kind of shoes.
Hoka at one point, and I don't know if this is still true, but they were every individual Hoka shoe was named after a beach.
Yeah.
around the world, right?
I remember reading that.
So we say the Bondi, but it's really the Bondi, which is the famous beach in Australia. And then the Ons were, the guy was a Nike guy, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. He literally was a professional world-class runner who started his own shoe company based on his need to create a shoe for, I mean, you know, you got to love that because the guy created it to do exactly what it does.
Oh, yeah. And I remember seeing the story of the guy with Nike making the shoes on the waffle iron.
Phil Knight, yeah. I mean, that's how it all started up in, like, Oregon or whatever, you know, literally making shoes. There were all those Prefontaine movies or whatever.
Yes,
yeah, remember, like, they like Hollywood, who wouldn't have an original idea if it crawled out of a bag and bit them on the rear end. You know, like, we'll make two Steve Prefontaine movies.
Right. We don't, and I think there was even a third one with Jared Leto, maybe?
No, there was two. Jared Leto
was in
one.
Oh, he was in
one
of those two? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting. But, I mean, I'm a sucker for learning some of those stories, and over the weekend, I got to see the Amazon movie One Night in Miami. Did you
I watched it too. Yes.
Yeah, I had some mixed thoughts on it.
Well, let's do the break. We'll talk about your mixed thoughts on that. I got a lot of entertainment news here today. The big news of the day, in about 7 or 8 minutes, we'll join the mayor of Decatur. Was the announcement yesterday that Region 6, of which Decatur and Macon County are part of, moving up the list up to Tier 1 in the mitigation efforts, which means a lot of people are going to be able to open for business that were not able to be open for business yesterday, which is fantastic news. We'll get to that and so much more. Nick Smith has your 3-day forecast. We'll be back with more right after this.
Today we've got some increasing clouds and a high of 36, and tonight chance of flurries before midnight and cloudy with a low around 20. For Wednesday, sunny with a high of 38, and Thursday, sunny with a high near 44. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 23 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:35.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Now. Run with the John Deere 1025R now at Sloan Implement. Your 1025R Sloan deal comes with a 60-inch drive-over deck and a 120R loader. Talk about bundling. Right now, you'll get 0% for 84 months. That's just $172 per month. 0% for 84 months, 20% down required. Some restrictions apply. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 2/1/21. Visit Sloans.com. We're John Deere people, too.
Power up with Sloan.
Hi, JR here from Speed Lube, and I'm just like you. I don't like waiting around for something to get done either. At Speed Lube, we pride ourselves in offering you the best customer service experience in as little time needed, featuring quality Pennzoil motor oil. Speed Lube and Pennzoil are two names you can trust to keep your vehicle running at tip-top shape regardless of the weather. Stop in and visit us at any of our 6 convenient Decatur area locations or our shops in Lincoln and Clinton, and get your Pennzoil oil change today at Speed Lube.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling bounced half-past dead.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. I'm Brian Byers, that's Nick Smith, and we are here for your listening pleasure. The Amazon movie, One Night in Miami, I watched it Friday, I believe. Friday afternoon, Friday early evening, and I thought it was fantastic. You had mixed feelings.
Yeah, I thought the, you know, you could tell it was an adaptation of a play. You know,
it was a stage play, a fictional event, and let me give a little bit of setup for this, depicting a fictionalized meeting after Cassius Clay defeated Sonny Liston and in Miami. In a hotel room or in and around a hotel room, Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, or then Cassius Clay, Jim Brown, and Sam Cooke were all together as friends. Now, in life, they were all friends and acquaintances.
And,
but this,
and they were together in a hotel room, but they don't know if there were others and if it was a party.
But it was a fictionalized stage play that was then put together by a movie in a movie directed by Regina King, by the way, who was the lead character in The Watchmen, the HBO series, and a first-time director.
Yeah, I thought she did an excellent job. The casting was great. Even Lance Reddick was in it, you know, in a supporting role.
Love that guy.
Mm-hmm. I love the idea of it, and I give it a little leeway because they kind of caricaturized some of the things just to squeeze them all in. You know, they kind of glossed over. The thing I had a big issue with was the treatment of Sam Cooke. I've read a lot about him and seen a decent amount, and they kind of characterized him as needing Bob Dylan to kind of turn around and some kind of pep talk from Malcolm X to become socially aware. And, you know, that part, they kind of didn't do him any service. He had already done, you know, some different things that were pretty important and pretty significant. The version of the Bob Dylan song, he didn't even make popular. It was, I don't remember who it was. It was three different people. So I guess I'm being a little nitpicky in that sense, but.
Well, first of all, I think you're mistaken on the Bob Dylan song. Blowing in the Wind was Bob Dylan's hit. It was not a hit.
But it hit at the time, if you look at the time, it was charted.
Okay, but you're taking a fictionalized account.
Right.
And wanting to put real time stuff with it, which is not the purpose of having a fictionalized account.
No, I understand that. And that's why I'm being a little nitpicky. It's simply that they created sort of a character of Sam Cooke that I don't know of the character about him. That's what I had a little issue with.
Okay, I think you're Sam Cooke sensitive here.
Yeah,
to
I
be
am.
Honest,
hey,
with
he doesn't
you because,
get on TV all that much.
Well,
you know,
no, you're
way.
A big fan, uh-huh. as am I,
yeah.
Of the music, and I thought this was more about Malcolm X and less
sure
about Sam Cooke in these departments because he was at a point where he was being driven out.
Yeah.
Of the Church of Islam and his you know ongoing relationships there. I just thought it was an interesting conversation. I thought the actors were fantastic.
Yes.
I thought particularly the guy who played Cassius Clay was really good, and the guy who played Jim Brown, who was in the
Aldous Lodge is his name.
Yes, who's been in a lot of great stuff recently. I thought they were all really good. It was just a nice intimate movie that had a feeling of just sort of I and this is not a fair comparison at all or accurate, but kind of the Big Chill kind of like where you just had these intimate conversations going on with not a lot of drama. You know, it was just set in sort of like I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I really liked how they broke them off in pairs, you know, by so that you could see different storylines as individuals together. So like, hey, Malcolm X went to use the phone and then Sam Cooke went to look for him, which left Jim Brown and Muhammad Ali talking about things. And then you could see the two, Sam Cooke and Malcolm X having their pair off. And then, you know, it kind of boiled over when they changed sets and went to the roof and kind of got their emotions out there. I really liked it.
I love the fact that we are so, in the marketing of this. And if you look at just the promotional sort of what would have been a poster years ago that now is a digital image, and you just said they keep saying Muhammad Ali in this.
Yeah.
He was Cassius Clay. He had
not
yet announced that he was coming out until the end of, when they kind of wrap everything up at the end, would become Muhammad Ali. But I think they're so afraid, everybody, that the kids don't have any sense of history at all, that if they say Cassius Clay, no one will know who they're talking
right, you know, and they had little homage moments where you would see, like Malcolm X at the end, they did a montage of, you know, where things went after that night, and you saw his house burning and him carrying his family out of the house, carrying that AK-47, that there's that famous photograph of him, you know, standing by the window watching out. So they kind of gave a few nods of things, and Malcolm X was a photographer, and a lot of the different moments of this movie were kind of recreated in some level of photographs that we've seen that have been taken by Malcolm X. I thought that was kind of cool too.
It premiered at the Venice Film Festival in September, which was the first for an African American female director. I thought it was wonderful, and it's on Amazon Prime if you're a member. It's a very intimate character study. I'm glad that there's still room, in our society of like action and all the kind of stuff that we expect and all of the CGI and all of the big effects that you can have a quiet, if you can call it that, movie like this still today.
Yeah. And they took some of the heavy lifting from each of these people, like the broad strokes of things that they were wrestling with, you know, Jim Brown wrestling with the NFL.
But when you
movies.
Tell me a fictionalized stage play, you know, turned into a film. That's all I'm expecting.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, I'm saying, so you got to learn about each of them and their perspective and the things that they were dealing with around that time. I thought it was really, really good.
It has a pretty high rating as far as Rotten Tomatoes or any
and
of
Metacritic,
the,
yeah.
Yes. Worth watching.
Mm-hmm.
One Night in Miami. It's on Amazon. The mayor will be with us on the other side. Literally, I'm going to walk to the kitchen and get my Marquee Coffee, which has been brewing while we speak. The Marquee Coffee Break, fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
With a First Mint debit card, you have a trusted friend. Take it with you wherever you go, like your best pal. When you need some space, leave it at home and pay with mobile wallet. Find your debit card is missing? Just turn your card off with Card Valet until you're reunited. You can also set spending limits and get alerts on your phone so your card won't go shopping without you. You and your debit card will have the perfect friendship every step along the way. Visit firstmint.com. First Mint Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
You're building a legacy, and you're at a point where you're moving beyond your own financial goals. You're focused on your family's security, giving to a cause you're passionate about, or even starting a foundation. Entrust Busey Wealth Management to maximize your wealth's potential. We'll provide you with the highest level of personalized service with your goals and values at the forefront. Learn more at Busey.com. Busey is proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
First National Bank has been in Central Illinois for 90 years, proudly serving the communities of Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, Blue Mound, and now Decatur. FNB is known as the Quality Bank for the way they help all their customers with their personal and commercial banking needs. With FNB, you'll receive competitive rates, state-of-the-art mobile banking, fraud protection, and quality service. Visit FNBPena.com or visit any of their Central Illinois locations. First National Bank, the Quality Bank.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Yeah, that was one of those moments in the 1980s, like when Billy Joel showed up with Christie Brinkley and everybody went, yeah.
And they weren't buying it?
It was just a moment. I don't know. I'm reliving it as we speak. Good morning and welcome. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us this morning. A couple of quick questions. Obviously, this is good news for Macon County and Decatur in Region 6, moving up to Tier 1 status in these mitigation efforts. When was this released, and why wasn't it released on Friday?
I don't know, Brian. I was hoping we would get this news on Friday and was really, really disappointed when we didn't move. So, you know, it was like, man, this is not what we want to do here. We need to get our restaurants open. So, it just was kind of a surprise. Lisa Gregory actually, called me. She said, this just popped up on the website, on IDPH's website, and you wanted to make sure it wasn't a mistake. And then they had a Friday date on part of it. But it was real. The releases started flowing out right after that. So I was able to make a couple of quick phone calls to Todd Mason at the Beach House and Rodney Powell at Robbie's and Leah Stukins at Coney McCain's and the folks at Doherty's to let them know that, you know, we're good to go. And people were pretty excited.
Yeah, and with that comes the obvious caveat that, you know, we needed to do this smart and we needed to do this right so that we can stay where we are right now.
Yeah, and what has happened is the state changed some of the metrics, which healthcare professionals have been asking them to do because, you know, they were judging us on the availability of beds. And you always have enough real estate, even if you have to open up, you know, one of your educational rooms. It's a number of people. And what they were able to do was finalize some contracts to bring additional healthcare workers into the state of Illinois. So as we have needs, we can get a hold of the state and say, you know, this region is in trouble. Get us some more healthcare workers. That has been a crucial turn.
And what took so long to get to that point?
Well, I think it's the availability of healthcare workers because, you know, in the beginning of COVID, you saw a lot of people from central Illinois who went to the East Coast to help because it was a crisis, and our numbers were pretty under control here because we were in a lockdown, and so we weren't spreading it like it was spreading in New York. So trying to, and then a lot of nurses became traveling nurses, and they were going to different hospitals around the area. And so it's very complicated, but somehow, some way, they have managed to pull this off. So we're very, very grateful.
Okay. And let's, we have to be, look at this in an honest way, right? Mm-hmm. Regions 3 and Regions 5 went back to phase 4.
Right.
And if you think about that, that's Sangamon County. That's 30 minutes away. So, I mean, the geography of this isn't just sort of big city, big county, small county. It's all over the place.
It really is. And I'm hoping that we are able to move into phase 4 really soon as well, because that allows for more openings. So, and, you know, between all these tiers and phases, everybody gets really, really confused. But what we want to be doing is heading back to, like, phase 4, phase nothing. The one concern, you know, we've got to still be vigilant because that UK strain is probably in Illinois. We know it's in Indiana.
Yes, and so far so good on the vaccines as far as that is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But literally all over the state, for those who think that because Joe Biden is being inaugurated tomorrow that this is somehow the new phrase that I've become aware of is election flu. The idea that they would have Chicago literally in one area and the counties that voted for Donald Trump overwhelmingly in another area just seems silly to me, but yet people still keep throwing that out there.
Well, there's a lot of interesting talk.
but it's good news, bottom line.
It is. It is good news. And the restaurant folks I was able to reach personally yesterday were just over the top excited.
All right. What does this do with the conversation in front of the city council?
Well, we will still have a conversation tonight because we were looking at what do we do with our ordinances. What I'm expecting, and I you know, really have not had time to talk to individual council members about this, but what I'm expecting is we will probably just stick with what we've got, because then if we do hit a problem, we can our ordinances that we changed in August really primarily had us following the rules that are put in place in the health crisis by the state of Illinois. So as far as the city of Decatur is concerned, my suggestion is that we can just keep everything on the books, and if we need to go back to that, it's already in place.
And have you talked to any other of your fellow council members besides Lisa Gregory?
I talked to Pat McDaniel last night when I was in the grocery store. So, you know, but we're all just very, very relieved that this didn't come down to a big, you know, the council was pretty split on this, Brian. You know, pretty much right down the middle, those that wanted to open up as much as possible and those that said we've got to, you know, follow the guidelines of the state and get to do what we've been doing.
And when you have those conversations with those individual members, I'm assuming they're bringing just sort of anecdotal what they hear, friends, people that voted for them, people that support them. They're bringing that to the table. But to me, you know, people ask, well, what was so different today versus yesterday? I mean, there are clear metrics that are put forth about how you stay or how you actually even improve and get to phase 4. I mean, those things are clearly spelled out.
Additionally, if we abandon and just don't do what we are being told to do by the government, we can put the city in a liability issue. And not just to be sued because somebody gets sick, but where money is concerned, where coming in, you know, they could, you know, if they wanted to, you know, cut off some of the vaccine. I don't know. But it's like clearly every time we've accepted grant money, part of the language, the legalese in all of these documents is that we will be following the rules of the state.
All right. I need to ask you, because the noise is starting to ripple out there. Senator Andy Menar announced a couple of weeks back that he was going to resign his Senate seat and go to work for the Pritzker administration as an advisor. That caused a lot of conversation about who might fill that seat. The 48th district, we have in Macon County the highest percentage of voters of all the counties in that district. the first thing I thought of was you, and I think there are many other people that probably thought that same thing. Are you planning on throwing your hat into the ring for this Senate district?
Well, Brian, thank you very much. You know, I love being mayor, and this is a higher office than I ever had in my life plan at all, and I have always planned to at least run at least maybe one more time, or as long as people want me in this position. I've got a lot of work I still want to do, things I want to accomplish. But since Senator Menard surprised all of us with his announcement, I've been getting a lot of encouragement to put my hat in the ring. It's an honor if I am considered for this, but everybody wants the state senator to be from their area. So, you know, the people in the southern part of this, it's a big geographic district. It goes all the way into Madison County, you know, which is near, you know, East St. Louis. So the people from the southern part of the state really want to maintain having somebody from their part of the region. Springfield really wants to have somebody from Springfield. So I've been reaching out to a number of people to get their thoughts on, you know, what they would like to see happen. And so I am, the application just came out yesterday, so I haven't done anything from an official standpoint, but I very likely am going to submit my name for consideration. And they're going to take applications over the next few days, and then the committee, which is made up of people from all over the district, the Democratic Party chairman in each, and it's a weighted vote, as you mentioned, then they will decide on finalists, and then they will do an interview process and announce who's going to take Andy's seat. So, you know, it's one of those things. It would be amazing, but at the same time, I love what I do. I love being mayor. So, you know, we'll see.
All right, but are you actually going to fill out the application and submit it?
I am. I'm okay. Going to do that.
And do you have any idea, as you've had these conversations, just how many people might be considering entering into this contest?
Well, I know that the Democratic Party chairman in Sangamon County is interested. There is a man who ran for state rep against Avery Bourne. I think his name is Chris Wilhelm. He's a veteran. He served in Afghanistan. So there are some pretty high-ranking credentials in there. There's a woman from the Springfield Park Board that is putting her name in. I'm not familiar with her at all. I would expect there would be a lot of people, because to be appointed is a really good way to get into that seat. Now, keep in mind, there's going to be a remap. So the district as it is today is not what it's going to be by the next election. So that needs to be taken into consideration as well as to where those – and I don't know who has that answer for where the lines are going to be. It's probably way too early in that game.
Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, we appreciate it. Have a great day, and thank you very much. This makes all the sense in the world, and if you are – from the Macon County Decatur area, no matter what you think about X, Y, or Z, you know, you always want, because you feel like if that person is there from your part of the world, they're taking care of you first.
Right.
May not even be fair, but that's the assumption.
Oh, absolutely. At least at minimum, they know what the people are going through and what it's about.
Because there's a world difference between Springfield and Decatur.
Sure is.
And if it's a Springfield person, you feel like Springfield's at the top of their list.
We always
if it's
do
a
that.
Decatur person, you feel like Decatur. So from a selfish point of view, you go, if we are losing Andy Menard as our senator, which we already have, who's next in line?
Right. It's interesting. I hadn't really thought about that. Because when she said, you know, people want to be represented from where they're from, and I was thinking about, I don't even know where Bunker Hill is.
You've got Christian, you got Macon, you got Macoupin, you got Madison, you got Montgomery, you got Sangamon counties, right? I mean, there's mm-hmm. it's a big district, and I don't have anything against Christian or Macoupin or Madison or Montgomery or Sangamon counties, not at all. But I care about Macon County,
right? Yeah, they get our preferential treatment. That's what we.
And if we had somebody in that seat, and there's still 2 years left. You know, in that seat, and then as the mayor said, the remapping will occur, and you don't have any idea what that looks like, then we would selfishly want our own, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think she should do it, and, you know, I know that people, because of the pandemic and because she's the mayor and because all of this that have had horrible things to say, including a thing running the rounds of social media, and the people who have been doing this, you know, ought to actually apologize. A two-year-old picture of her at an event somewhere at a place of business in Mount Zion, and then people like Mark Scranton sharing it, saying, "There's your mayor of Decatur drinking in a bar in Mount Zion." I mean, you're just false.
Oh man.
You just have no idea the mendacity, right? I mean, you just keep doing this crap. I mean, who's going to do that for $7,000 a year for the rest of their life?
Not too many people, and a lot of those people likely are the ones that want the bars open anyway.
Yep. So why not? I say go for it. I mean, does that mean we suffer a little on the council? Yeah, I don't know what happens there. Will Pat McDaniel stick around? I mean, it opens up a whole lot of interesting conversations, to say the least. We've got to take a break for top of the hour stories and news. We'll be back with more. You're listening to the Tuesday edition of Byers & Company. Don't go anywhere.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. The Illinois Housing Development Authority Board announced the award of over $40 million to finance the development of new permanent supportive housing across the state. Funding includes...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.